Are you one of the millions of smartphone users to take up the government's COVID-safe app? Well, many of us have jumped on board in the hope it will lead to eased restrictions or just trying to do the right thing, but there's a few hiccups. David Swan is here. He's technology editor for The Australian. David, hi.
Hi, TK.
There are reports of iPhone users having troubles with the app. What's the latest?
Yeah, so we just ticked over 5.1 million users today, which is a positive. But iPhone users, unfortunately, and that's the majority in Australia, given we're the world's biggest lovers of iPhones, still having some issues. And namely, that's that the app needs to be used in the foreground to be fully effective. And that means that you need to have the app open on your phone as you're out walking around. And that's not that practicable. I mean, obviously, you're used to doing other things with your phone, like texting or listening to music or reading the news. But we've learned that in the app's code that you need to have the app open in the foreground for it to be fully effective.
Are they working on an update? They say they are, to work it all out.
Yeah, they are. And what we learned today in a hearing is that the officials said that they're going to be using technology from Apple and Google themselves, who announced a couple of weeks ago that they're doing a rare team up to work on a COVID app. They're going to be using technology from Apple and Google to update the app. They just weren't able to put an exact time frame on it, but they said Australia would be one of the first to adopt this tech from Apple and Google. So I'd imagine that's between one to 2 weeks away.
And how about the numbers of downloads so far? Has it been the most successfully downloaded app ever? I think I read that.
It has.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ever?
It's been the fastest downloaded app in Australia, which is something to be commended, and I think we should recognise that. You know, as a tech reporter, it's notorious to get anyone to download anything, to, you know, update their phones or to kind of do anything when it comes to technology. It's difficult to get people to download something. So I think the fact we've ticked over 5 million today is impressive, and that's something to be commended, absolutely.
Let's just talk about this before we hit the news, because coronavirus has had a devastating effect on the travel industry, we know that. Now, Airbnb are the latest big name to announce internal changes to their business. They're set to shed some staff, right?
Yeah, a quarter of their entire workforce, which is huge. It's a recognition, they said today, that the business will bounce back, but that the business will be permanently shifted even after we recover from COVID, that people will travel differently, and that things will kind of never go back fully to the way they were before. And a quarter of their staff globally is huge. It's thousands of jobs.
What sort of an impact is it going to have?
Well, I think it means that when we're traveling in Australia, I think it's a recognition from Airbnb that we're going to be picking different sorts of destinations. We're not going to be spending the same amount. We're probably going to want cheaper options. We're probably not going to want to go as far. And we're going to be traveling domestically more than internationally. So I think companies like Airbnb, companies like Uber as well, are going to have big cuts. So we're seeing that, you know, things are not going to go fully back to the way they were.
No, they certainly aren't. Hey, thanks for coming on, David.
Thanks, BK.
David Swan is technology editor at the Australian newspaper.